Kedalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachiputram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dashugrajam Murupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Giribaram Ahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashipatita Kripaya Shri Gurum Dhamnatosmi Ajanulam Bhutto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishvamburo Dvijavaro Yugadharmapalo Vande Jagatpriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpayitam Manujvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adile Kakola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Hridaya Dariya Bola Raja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Laha Gorangera Namare Raja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Laha Gorangera Namare Chejana Goranga, Bhaje Sehoyamara Pranare Chejana Goranga, Bhaje Sehoyamara Pranare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yashyaiva Padam Bhuja Bhakti Labhya Premabhidana Paramapumartha Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So, this is a very nice song. Thakur Bhakti is going to sing. Do you need a chair?
No.
Are you okay? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's giving us some instruction about how to do our bhajan. Kripa koro Vaishnava Thakura. We should cry. We should pray to the Vaishnavas. Sambandha janiya bhajite bhajite abhimano hao dura. If the Vaishnavas are merciful to me, then sambandha janiya, I'll understand my relationship with Krishna, that I'm a spirit soul. And bhajite bhajite, then I'll begin my bhajan. Ado shraddata sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya. Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In the beginning comes some mercy, some association from the devotees, from which comes some faith, and from which we begin our bhajana kriya. And then he says, abhimana haudra. Then my false ego will go away. But then another problem may come. Amito Vaishnava e buddhi hoile amanino hobo ami. Now that I'm beginning my process of bhajan, people are going to come and say, oh, he's a sadhu. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, please accept my obeisances. There are different types of anarthas. We were speaking about this yesterday. Different things which distract us from the real art to the real goal. One of those kind of anarthas, Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur says, is bhakti anartha. An anartha which comes from bhakti. It doesn't come from genuine bhakti. It's an anartha which comes from vaidhi bhakti, from the very beginning of bhakti. And when we're practicing the process of bhakti, and people see us doing something, they say, oh, he's a sadhu. But still, abhimana haudura, I still have this abhiman, this pride. So this is very, very bad. Amito Vaishnava e buddhi hoili. If this attitude comes to me that I am a Vaishnava and everybody should give respect to me, amani nahubuami, then I won't be able to give respect to everyone. Pratistasa asi. Hridoya dushibe. This pratista will come. Yes. Don't you know who I am? I'm a very important devotee. I know 5 verses from Bhagavad Gita. I've been a devotee now for 6 months. I'm almost an incarnation. Pratistasa asi. This pride comes. Hoibe dushibe. And our heart becomes polluted. And then hoibo nirayagami. I go to hell. I'm supposed to be a devotee. It's not supposed to happen to me. But you're not really a devotee. You're just making some kind of show. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings in another song. Hari he garita chare rohi lama moji nakorino sadhu sangha loi sadhu desha ani upadeshi evoro mayararanga. Hari he, oh my dear Lord Hari, this is my situation. Garita chare, I'm always doing terrible things. I'm addicted to the worst kind of behavior. And nakorino sadhu sangha, I never really did sadhu sangha. I just had my picture taken next to Gurudev. And then I blew it up real big size so everybody could see. That's me next to him. You should know who I am. But nakorino sadhu sangha, I never really did sadhu sangha. But you know what's going on? Loi sadhu vesh. I'm coming here to Oslo dressed up like a sadhu. Loi sadhu vesh. Ani upadesh. And we're giving everyone instruction. E boro maya ranga. This is Maya's great joke. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, to keep us a little bit grounded in reality. To understand who we are. That if I think I'm a Vaishnava, I'll go to hell. Rather, my attitude should be, Tomara kinkora apani janibo guru abhimana chaji. I'll only think I'm your servant. Guru abhimana chaji. I'll never think I'm a guru. I'll never think I'm the teacher. I'll never start thinking I'm a senior person and everybody else should take instructions from me and I should chastise them and correct them. Tomara uchista pada jalavenu sadha niskapate bhaji. He said, I'll always take your remnants. Tomara uchista pada jalavenu. I'll take the water that washed your lotus feet. Sadha niskapate bhaji. In this way, I'll sincerely worship you. Niskapate bhaji. Not sakapate bhaji. With cheating. What is sakapate bhajan? Means, I want the position. I'm thinking about my career in ISKCON. And you should all give me respect. That's not real worship of Guru. You're approaching him for some ulterior motive. If you go to someone, Jyoti Prabhu, I want to be your good friend. And I like you so much. And maybe you could lend me a little bit of money. Like this. How are you going to feel if someone behaves like that? We call that a con artist. And when we do Sankirtan, we have to be very careful not to have people think we're a con artist, isn't it? Sometimes if our conscience isn't right, that happens. So we have to be very, very sincere. Nija Shrestha Jani Uchistadi Dani Hobe Abhimana Bhara. If I start thinking Nija Shrestha Jani, that I'm a big person, then I'll start giving other people my remnants, my food. And then, Hobi Abhimana Bar, I'll get a very big abhiman, very big kind of pride. Tai sishyataba takiya sabada naloibo pujakara. Therefore, I'll always remain your disciple, and I'll never accept worship from anyone. Never. Srila Prabhupada never accepted worship from anyone. When they would come and offer him that worship, he told the devotees, I'm giving this to my Guru Maharaj, to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He was a pipe. Just like a pipe is there, the water comes through the pipe. If the pipe says, I'm the source of water, then there's something wrong. The qualification of the pipe is there's no blockage. And you simply pass on the credit. Srila Prabhupada was a pipe. Amani manada hoile kirtane adikara dibe tumi. If I behave like this in a genuine way, then I'll become prideless. And I'll be able to genuinely offer respect to everyone else. Not just in a crooked way, trying to impress them, trying to make some friends, trying to get money from people. And then, hoi le kirtane, adikara dibe tumi. I'll get the real qualification to chant the holy names. And then at that time, tomara charane niskapate ami kandiya lutibo bhumi. Then at that time, I'll begin rolling on the ground and crying at the feet of such a personality, such a Vaishnava Thakur. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur. Ami, Tomara Kukur. We want to be the dog of such a great personality. Because when that pride and that position comes to us, it's a very difficult thing. So tonight, I thought we'd say something about this subject matter from a well-known story in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. It's called the Brahma Vimohana Leela. It's described that in the 13th chapter of the 10th canto, Krishna killed Agasura. That pastime was a very instructive pastime on its own. The cowherd boys, they saw this giant snake, and they said, hey, what is this? Let's check it out, man. And they went to have a good time and go inside. But they didn't go with Krishna. And what happened? They all died. And then by Krishna's mercy, Krishna entered into Agasura, who Thakur Bhaktivinoda says represents personified sin. When Krishna entered into Agasura, he brought those cowherd boys back to life, and he killed Agasura. And it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that 1 year later, the cowherd boys returned to that place, and then they began playing on Agasura, like a great playground. Agasura would be a pretty good playground. Your little boy would like him very much. A giant body of a snake. So there's some purport, which we sometimes ascribe to this, that Agasura is something like the institution of the guru. And we can get swallowed by it. If we stop seeing the persons, and we just see the institution, and then we forget who we are, and we merge with the institution, and we die. If we forget about Krishna. But if we remember Krishna, then that same very institution becomes a playground for the cowherd boys, a very wonderful place for them all to play and to do service. So we should remember this about the institution, the guru. So Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit the story of Agasura, and he said that 1 year after it happened, when the residents in Vrindavan, they heard about it. And Maharaj Parikshit, he scratched his head. He said, why 1 year later? He said, well, something else happened. What was that something else that happened? And so then Sukadeva Goswami begins the 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Brahma Vimohana Leela. And Krishna and the cowherd boys, after killing Agasura, they were a little hungry. That's what happens when you kill demons. It works up a good appetite. So they went to the bank of the Jamuna, and they sat down. And each one of the boys had some different types of foodstuffs which were cooked by their mothers. And all the boys wanted to offer it to Krishna. Sometimes some of the boys, they would snatch the package from one of the other boys. And when the boy would try to get it back, then he would throw it to another boy. And then when he would go to get it, then he would throw it to someone else. In this way, they were like regular boys in some ways in this material world. They also enjoyed teasing each other and playing. Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur says in one purport, he says that sometimes one of the boys would take a samosa and he would empty out all the insides of it. And then he would fill it full of flowers. And then he'd go to one of the boys, "This samosa is so wonderful. Just taste it." And then the other boy would taste it. "Ah!" And then they'd attack the other boy. And everybody would laugh. And they would start beating on the boy who had done that thing. And this way Krishna enjoyed his pastimes. So Lord Brahma, he heard that Krishna killed Agasura. And Lord Brahma knew that Agasura was so powerful that all the devatas in Swargalok, they were terrified of Agasura. So Brahma was thinking, what is the potency of this little boy? So he came there to that place and he thought, I'll give some test to Krishna. This was Lord Brahma's idea. And this pastime with Lord Brahma, it took place at the place called Parikam in Braj. The word Paricha means a test. So when Lord Brahma decided to test Krishna, he went to that place near the bank of the Jamuna and took away all the cows. And then the cowherd boys became disturbed. What happened? They were herding the calves, not the cows, actually. And where did the calves go? And so they got up to go and look, and Krishna said, "Hey, don't worry. Sit down, have your lunch. I'll go look." So the Bhagavatam describes that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, went walking, looking for the cows, and he had his flute in his right hand, and in his left hand, he had some yogurt rice. And Lord Brahma was looking. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't even know which hand to eat with. This can't be God. No, some mistake is there. Somebody told me something wrong. So Krishna went looking for the cows, and he was bewildered. He couldn't find them. It's described that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvajna. He understands everything. But that quality of Sarvajna, of understanding everything, is manifest all the time in Vaikuntha. It's manifest most of the time in Dwarka. And once in a while, it's manifest in Braj. But mostly in Braj, the Lord manifests his feature known as Mugdha, which means that he's bewildered. In particular, he's bewildered by the love of the Braj gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. He's bewildered by his yogamaya potency. He really thinks he's a little boy. He really thinks that he's the son of Mother Yashoda, and that if she doesn't feed him, then he's going to suffer. This is called Lolyagyan. He has this idea, I'm dependent upon her. So Krishna became a little bewildered. What happened to the cows? He went back, and then the boys were gone, because Lord Brahma had also kidnapped the boys. And then Krishna immediately understood, oh, this Lord Brahma, he wants to test me. Okay. So Lord Brahma took all those boys and cows and put them to sleep and put them in a cave. And then Krishna, he thought, this is a very bad thing. What will the mothers say when I go back? They'll feel some anxiety. They'll cry. Their boys are not there. So then Krishna immediately expanded himself as every boy and as every calf. And the Bhagavatam says not just every boy and every calf, but Krishna expanded in the form of every one of those boys' sticks, every one of their ropes, every one of their flutes, every one of their bugles, every single piece of clothing that they had on. And when Krishna expanded himself as all those forms of different boys, they were not like modern-day clones or something. Each one of those forms knew exactly what had happened to all the boys. He had a perfect memory of what had happened before he went to go play with Krishna that morning when his mother was bathing him and dressing him. And all those boys and all those calves came back to see their mothers. So it's described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he also speaks something about this pastime. Krishna Vatsaya Sankata Sukha Deva Vani Krishna Sange Kata Gopa Sankya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Krishnadas Kavraj Goswami says that Krishna Vatsaya Asankitai Sukadeva Vani, according to Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna had unlimited cows, an unlimited cowherd boys with him. No one could even count how many boys and how many calves there were. Eka Eka Gopa Kore Deva Satyara Kriya Buddha Shankha Padmakara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Each of the cowherd boys was tending calves in a different number. Some of the boys had a koti of calves. Some of the boys had an arbuda of calves, some of them had a shankha, and some of them had a padma. And Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport, listen to this. He says that according to mathematical calculations, the following enumeration system is used. You like mathematics? A little, so you listen, okay? Tens means dasa. If you count something in terms of tens, that means dasa. Hundreds is shata. Thousands is sahasra. Tens of thousands is ayuta. 100,000 is a laksha. 10 times a laksha is a niyuta. 10 times a niyuta is a koti. 10 times a koti is an arbuda. So some of the boys, they had a koti of cows, which means... 10 million cows. And some of the boys had 10 times that, 100 million cows in Arbuda. And some of them had 10 times that, which is a brinda. 10 times a brinda is a karva. 10 times a karva is a nikarva. 10 times a nikarva is a shankha. Some of the boys had a shankha of cows. 10 times a shankha is a padma. You can't count them. Thus, all the cowherd boys who were companions of Krishna had many calves to take care of. Vidra Vinu Dala Shinda Vastra Alanta Rupa Ghani Jatata Nani Atta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna that all the cowherd boys, they had unlimited numbers of calves. And similarly, their canes, their flutes, their lotus flowers, their horns, their garments and ornaments are also unlimited. You can't describe all of them. But Krishna manifested in the form of all those calves and all those cowherd boys. All the ladies of Braj thus got one of their great desires fulfilled. Because all the ladies of Braj, they all wanted Krishna as their son. And Sukadeva Goswami describes that for 1 year in Braj, all the cowherd ladies, their love grew daily for their sons. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in one of his purports, it's not that their love for Krishna became less. Of course, their sons were Krishna. But their love for Krishna also increased more and more at the same time. Because Krishna has a very special form. And he's in the form of those cowherd boys now, and that is Krishna. But it's not his original form, which is even more attractive than the forms of the cowherd boys. An interesting point is made in the Garga Sanhita. It's described in the second canto, chapter 8, text 11. Anekanam tubalanam Udvaha Krishna Rupinam Babuvastu Pa Brajevadvo Ratta Krishna Tukotisha. During this time, when Krishna had manifested himself as all in the form of all the cowherd boys, it was at this time that millions of gopi girls who were all deeply in love with Krishna, they were married to all the cowherd boys who were actually forms of Krishna. Because these gopis, they'd worship goddess Katyayini with for the requesting the benediction that they could have Krishna as their husband, and they got that benediction. So although sometimes it seems that the gopis are brudge, are married to other people, in actuality, they're not. Krishna is their only husband. But still, for the sake of pastimes, there is this understanding of the swakya and parakya. This parakya ras means the married love of the gopis of Braj. And as we were saying yesterday, I think, that type of love is ahoitiki priti. It's love without a motivation, and it's nirupadika priti. It's love without any upadi. Because there's no designation. They just love Krishna. He's not even their husband, officially. But still, they simply love him. So, it's described by Srila Prabhupada. He says that actually, in one purport there, he says that actually, Lord Brahma didn't steal the cowherd boys. Very interesting purport. He says that just as Ravan never stole Sita, and this fact is described in the Agni Purana, as revealed, Agni Purana? Or the, maybe the Agni Purana, one of the Puranas, I think the Agni Purana, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that it was actually a fake Sita who was kidnapped by Ravan, and the original Sita was kept. So similarly, the original cowherd boys were with Krishna, and they spent the entire year just playing in the forest with the original calves, and they never came home. And this way they also fulfilled the desire, Krishna fulfilled the desire of those cowherd boys. Because little boys, they never want to come home to finish, isn't it, Mataji? When they're outside playing, they don't want to come back in. They have this kind of mood. And sometimes Krishna and Balaram are like that also. So for that full year, those boys got the happiness of simply being with Krishna. And meanwhile, as we said, all those mothers, they had the opportunity to directly nurse Krishna and dress him as a son, which is something they'd always wanted to do. And similarly, all the cows of Braj, they also wanted, they had some desire to be like mothers to Krishna. So all those calves who were actually forms of Krishna, for that full year they were nursing from those mother cows in Braj. And thus Krishna fulfilled their desire. Meanwhile, Balaram didn't know anything about it. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that on the day that Krishna killed the Gasura, which is the same day that Lord Brahma kidnapped the cows and the cowherd boys, it was Lord Balaram's birthday, and he had to stay at home. And he didn't know. Now a question arises, why is it that Krishna wouldn't tell him? Why wouldn't Krishna tell him that actually Lord Brahma kidnapped all the boys? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna didn't want to disturb Lord Balaram, because his dear friends like Sridhama and Madhu Mangal had been kidnapped by Lord Brahma, and Krishna thought, if I tell him about that, then Balaram's going to be very sad. He's going to be very unhappy to hear that his dear cowherd boyfriends were kidnapped. So he didn't tell anything to Balaram. And for one full year, no one in Braj knew what was going on. Every day, Krishna was perfectly acting the role of all those cowherd boys and all those calves. And then one day, Krishna and Balaram and what seemed like the cowherd boys went to herd the calves. And as they were going near Govardhan Hill, the cowherd men were on the hill, and the cows were on the hill. And those cows, when they saw their calves, they began running down the hill. And then Balaram noticed something very unusual. That's not such an unusual thing that the cows will run to greet their calves and nurse them. But what was unusual was these cows had some calves which were less than a year old. And those less than a year old calves, they didn't go to them. They only went to the calves which were more than a year old. And Balaram was looking. They showed more love to those year old calves than they did to the less than year old calves. And then similarly, the cowherd men, they came running down the hill. And when they saw their sons, they began crying and embracing their sons, showing so much love for them. And Lord Balaram was looking at all this, and he became bewildered. He thought, what's going on? Who's bewildering me? It can't be any of the demigods. They don't have the power to bewilder me. And Lord Balaram thought, he told Krishna, Kanu, what are you doing? This is your work, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Only you can bewilder me. And then Krishna revealed to Lord Balaram, and Balaram could see, could understand that Krishna had expanded the forms of all those calves and all those cows for one full year. All those boys and all those calves. So Lord Brahma, he went away just for one moment of his time. He put the boys in a cave and they went to sleep, and then he came back. And when he came back, he stopped and he was completely bewildered. Here were all the countless trillions of original calves that he'd kidnapped and original cowherd boys, just as he'd left them. They were here, but they were back in the cave. He went back to the cave, they're still in the cave, and he came back and they're still... And he couldn't understand, which one is the original? Is this the original? Are the original in the cave? Are these someone manifested by Krishna? Or is it that when I go to the cave, Krishna keeps the boys there, and then as soon as I leave the cave, Krishna brings those boys from the cave and puts them here, and or maybe it's the other way around. And Lord Balaram, Lord Brahma, became completely bewildered. Mm-hmm. And Vrindavan and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he describes, Hey Mata Krishna Radhya Sadguna Nanda Rama Shiva Sana Kari Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hey Moya Krishna Radhya Sadguna Nanda. Krishna's qualities, his bewildering potency, is completely unlimited. It's inconceivable. Brahma Shiva, Sankanadi, Napaya Yana Ancha. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the four Kumaras, they can't estimate the amazing qualities of Krishna. So then at that time, if that wasn't enough, suddenly Krishna decided, it's just as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nabi hoila chata bhuja vaikuntera pati Pita brahma nandya brahma gurushi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. And suddenly right in front of Lord Brahma, all those trillions and trillions of calves and trillions of cowherd boys, suddenly they manifested Chaturbhuj forms, four-armed forms of Lord Narayan. And then Lord Brahma really became bewildered. And if that wasn't enough, then suddenly in front of him, Pritak Pritak Brahmanande Brahmakori Stuti, suddenly millions and millions of Lord Brahmas appeared at that place. This Lord Brahma is a Brahma of the smallest universe. He's a big man. It's a very complicated universe. Mm-hmm. But he has four heads to run this universe. But some of these other Brahmas, they had eight heads. Some of them had 16 heads. Some of them had 1,000 heads. Some of them had 10,000. Some had 100,000. Some had 1,000,000 heads and more. And they were all worshiping Krishna and Narayan in these forms. And Lord Brahma, he fainted. And it's described by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that all of these Narayan features, but from the boys, each one of them had Srivatsa, the sign of Srivatsa, and a Kostuba mani, the Kostuba gem, which means that they were all actually Krishna, and they weren't Narayan. Krishna had manifested his original form before all those boys. So Lord Brahma became completely bewildered, and he offered prayers to Krishna. Very nice prayer in the 14th chapter, text 29. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasada lesana grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. He says, my dear Lord, who can understand you? No one can understand you. those people who try to understand you with their intelligence, and try to speculate on your greatness. They can't understand you whatsoever. So Krishna humbled Lord Brahma. And this is described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Lord Nard Muni, he was going from place to place looking for the greatest personality. And he came to Lord Brahma. And he said, "Oh, my dear father, you're Bhagavan. I understand you're the Supreme Lord." And Lord Brahma replied, "Vanchitas tena gopa balaka lilaya." Said, "No, I'm not. I was cheated by Bhagavan. I didn't understand his childhood pastimes," referring to this Brahma Vimohana Leela. And then he said to his son, "Dasa smiti mahurvadan, aham na Bhagavan Krishna. I'm not Bhagavan. Haven't you learned anything? Didn't I train you up? I put you in the Bhakta program? You got some proper training? What are you coming and dressing me as Bhagavan? You haven't learned anything?" And then he told him, "Tanmayayaiva satatam jagatoham guru prabhu pitamahasya krishna shanabhi padmasamudbhavaha tapasya rikastasyeti adya guru madayahata ramandavasya kapara vyadamarsha vivala." He said, "I have a problem. Not only am I not God, but I'm completely in Maya. Tanmayayaiva satatam. I'm always in Maya. Jagatam ham guru prabhu. I always think I'm the big person." We were singing this song from Thakur Bhaktivinod. Amito Vaishnava e buri hoili amani no hobu ami. I won't think I'm a Vaishnava. Guru abhimana chaji. I'll give up the attitude that I'm guru. Otherwise, hoibo nirayagami. I'll go to hell. So Lord Brahma, he told Narad Muni, he said, "I have this big false ego. I always think, jagatoham guru prabhu, I'm the guru. I'm the great person. I'm the controller of the universe. Pitamahas, I'm the grandfather. Hey, I'm senior to you. You should give respect to me. Just be humble, prabhu. Nabi padma samudbhavaha." "That I'm born from the lotus of Lord Vishnu. Tapasyavadakastasyeti, I'm a great ascetic." He says, "Adya guru madarhataha. I'm bewildered by all these illusions, beginning with the idea that I'm the guru." This is Lord Brahma's attitude. So he came and he offered prayers to Krishna. We told this story in a little shorter condensed form at the farm recently in Sweden. And we mentioned there that many countries to this day, if you kidnap someone, the penalty for that crime is death. I think it must be like that in China. It's like that in some places, I think, in America still. They give a very severe penalty if you kidnap someone. If you kidnap a child, it's even worse. If you kidnap a group of children, well, to speak of, you kidnap Krishna's dearest friends in the calves. So Lord Brahma was a little nervous. I made a big mistake. He came before Krishna and he cried and he prayed. And Krishna said, no, it's okay. Actually, Krishna was happy because the whole thing gave him a wonderful excuse to fulfill the desire of all the elderly gopis in Braj and all the elderly cows in Braj. So he didn't mind. And he told Lord Brahma, "You're my devotee." Krishna, one of his, the 24th quality of Krishna, out of the 64 qualities, his 24th quality is Samakshila, which means that he's very merciful, he's very forgiving, very kind. So he forgave Lord Brahma. But Lord Brahma wasn't satisfied. He said, "No, don't do like this with me." He said, "I have this problem. Just like a junkie is there, someone who's taking some heroin or something. It's not, they'll consider that they're, even if they stop taking that drug, they're considered to be a junkie their whole life because they have this tendency." And he said, "I have this problem. Adya guru madar hataha. I'm an illusion. I think I'm the guru. I think I'm a big person. So my dear Lord, it's nice that you've forgiven me. I appreciate that. But It's not enough. I need something more. And Krishna then told them, anyway, you don't worry. But Lord Brahma, he was always worried. He was always thinking about it. And finally, he went to Navadvipa, realizing that in Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna would appear in his form of Lord Gauranga. And he went there and he began worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the place known now as Antardweep. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before him and said, what do you want? And he told him that, I want to be born in a very low family. You're my father. I was born from your navel. And I'm such a proud fellow. This pride has destroyed everything. I can't do bhajan properly. So please, make me born, take birth in a very low family. And Krishna agreed. It's described by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Dukkha trasa paradhyaya anorjityam tu dinita chatukrin mandamalinya chintanga jarimari krit. When someone thinks they're very low because of some sorrow or because of some fear or because they made an offense, then what happens? It produces dainya or humility. In this state, then, he says, different things happen. Chatur krin manja malinya chintanga jarimadi krit. There's some flattery, some feebleness of the heart and immobility of the limbs. He apologizes. His conscience is disturbed, his mind is restless, and many other symptoms are visible. This is a source of humility. So Lord Brahma had his pride crushed by Krishna. And he had this prayer, I want to take birth in a very low family. So Lord Brahma, the supreme controller, the grandfather of the universe, he took birth in this earth planet, in Kali Yuga, in a Muslim family. And he became known as Haridas Thakur. He's the greatest person. One of his names is Karta. He's the controller of everything. He's the doer of everything. But in this incarnation, he came in the most humble form. And therefore, he was the Namacharya. He prayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Haridas Thakur, praise to him in Harinam Chintamani. Amita dhamma tumi adhamma tarana Vipayo sambandha ehi Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Amita dhamma tumi adhamma tarana. I'm fallen. You're the deliverer of the fallen. Ubaye sambande patita pavan. This is our relationship. In this way, Haridas Thakur, Lord Brahma, came as Haridas Thakur, and he taught us how to chant the holy names. As Lord Brahma, he wasn't able to do bhajan properly because he had this great abhiman. Amita Vaishnava, ebudi hoile. I am a great devotee. I'm a great Vaishnav. I'm a guru. And he couldn't do his bhajan properly. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed us, if you want to do bhajan, chanadapi sunichena, tadoreva sahishrana, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadaharihi. You should think yourself lower than the straw in the street. What does that mean? It means lower than a blade of grass. Well, there's so many blades of grass here in Oslo this time of year. Do each one of those blades of grass, are they a very big person? If you step on one of those blades of grass, they just bow down. They don't complain. They don't hit you with a lawsuit. What have you stepped on me for? I'm going to take you to court. They don't complain. And they're doing a kirtan together. Their consciousness is that we're one of many and we're serving together as a group. This is a consciousness of kirtan. We have some humility, not that I'm the big person. This is a wonderful thing about kirtan. When we do some, we sing something by ourselves, there may be some abhiman, some pride, I'm a good singer. But in kirtan, everybody's taking part. So this is like the mood of the grass. lower than the straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree. The trees, the lovers are coming and they're carving their initials in the tree. The tree doesn't slap them. It doesn't complain about it. Hey, what are you doing? The tree just accepts it. The tree stands there during the heat of the summer, during the cold of the winter. And here it gets what, minus 20 something sometimes? Minus 25. The tree doesn't complain. Hey, I want to go on vacation to Hawaii this year. This is a little too much. Huh? Tree doesn't complain. Tree just stands there. We should be that tolerant. And amani na manadena. We should be respectful to everyone. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes this verse. Utamahaiya Vaishnavade Niravima Sri Samanadi Vijay Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Utamahaiya Vaishnavade Niravimana. Although the Vaishnav is Uttam, he's the greatest person, but Nirabhiman, he doesn't have any pride. He doesn't think that he's a big person. Jivi Samana Dive Jani Krishna Adistan. He offers respect to everyone, understanding that Krishna's in everyone's heart. He loves them. Krishna's in the heart of this person. Hey Mata Haya, hey Krishna Nama, Shri Krishna Charani Tanya Prima Arjuna, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. If someone chants the holy name in this mood, then definitely they'll get Krishna Prema. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says about this Tanada piece in Itching in verse, he says, make a necklace out of it. When you want, I'm making an announcement. Urdhva Bahu Kori means with two hands in the air. Hey, everybody listen. Suno Sarva Lok. Everybody hear what I have to say. Nama Sutre Ganti. You make a garland out of this with the thread of the holy name and this verse. And keep this verse around your neck at all time. And give all respect to everyone. And if you do that, then you'll always be able to chant the holy names. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, in his commentary on this Tanada piece in Itchini verse, he says this verse indicates four symptoms of nirapparad bhajan. Bhajan that's done without offense. Those are vishaya virakti janita dainyam. This is the first. The humility born out of complete detachment from material sense gratification. Tanada piece in Itchini. The second symptom is nirmatsuratam lankrita doya, pure compassion devoid of any envy. Sometimes we have some compassion, but it's mixed with some envy. And people can feel it sometimes. They're not fools. People can feel, they have some feeling for me, but there's also some envy there. So, tarodapisa histuna means that someone has such compassion with no envy of anyone else. Mityabhimana sunyata is the third symptom, which means purity of heart, free of materialistic false prestige. They have no abhiman. Mityabhimana sunyata. Their purity of heart is such they have no, they don't think they're a big person. And the fourth symptom is sarvesham yatva yogyasanan manana Chaitani Lakshanani, an attitude of respect toward everyone in accordance with their respective positions, manada. They offer respect to everyone. So therefore, Haridas Thakur, although he's Lord Brahma, he came again, Lord Brahma came again as Haridas Thakur, to teach us how to chant the holy names. And to do that, he had to give up all of his false ego. And he's the most exalted person because of that. Because of that, he's the Namacharya. Because he's really achieved that humility. Because unless we chant with that proper humility, we can't really get a proper taste of the holy name. And therefore, Sanatana Goswami, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he describes the importance of humility. He says, Yaya bachehaya dainyam maitya chastayameti tat tam yat nena bhajit vidvams tad virudhani varjayat. A wise person should try to cultivate humility with his body, words, and deeds. And he should give up whatever is not humble. Paripakena dainyasya pema jasram vitanyate parasparam tayor ittam karya karna tikshite. Mature humility brings love for Krishna. And he says it's seen that these two are in a relationship of cause and effect. We were speaking of this the other day. Sanatana Goswami, in his commentary on this Tanada piece in Ichina verse, he says that it's not that if you're humble you'll be able to chant the holy name. Because it's not that the holy name is dependent on humility. It's not dependent on anything. Because bhakti, the holy name, is bhakti. Bhakti is swarat. Bhakti is independent. It's not dependent on humility. You may be very, very proud. Go ahead and chant the holy name. And if you chant the holy name, humility will come to you. But Sanatana Goswami's point is that if you chant with humility, then something even better comes. We gave the example the other day that when we grew up on a farm, we had a pump well. And you could pump that thing all day and no water would come out unless you put water in. We called that priming the well. When you put a little water in, then it fills in the cup and it goes down and then you get water out of it. So this humility is not required on its own. But if you behave in a humble way, it will help you in your chanting of the holy name. And then if you chant in a humble way, in a genuinely humble way, that will give you Krishna Prem. And that Krishna Prem will give you even more humility. And that more humility will give you more Krishna Prem. And the more Krishna Prem will give you more humility. So Lord Brahma, he came as Haridas Thakur to teach us this lesson about chanting the holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Gopremanandi Hari Hari Go. Any questions or comments from anyone?
Which one of the pictures is Haridas?
He's not there. We have a picture of Haridas Thakur upstairs. On the far right is Jagannath Das Babaji. He's a few hundred years after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about 300 years, 350, 400 years. About 400 years. Yeah, sure.
Brahma, he had the body of pure intelligence. I guess his problem is that it's material intelligence.
Sometimes. This pastime of Brahma Vimohana Leela, interestingly enough, was not commented upon by the Madhva Sampradaya. They didn't appreciate this pastime. They considered it to be interpolated because Lord Brahma is the founder of the Sampradaya. But we understand it that Krishna, A, it's a pastime, and he's using Lord Brahma in this way. And B, Krishna, he's very kind to his devotees, and if he sees some pride in them, and Krishna always behaves in such a way to curb that pride. We started to say something this morning and I got sidetracked and it didn't come to me. Then. Sometimes people, they complain, they say, well, we have to expose the rascals, the bogus gurus and the bogus leaders and things in this movement. And my reply to them is that, well, why do I have to worry about doing that? Krishna seems like he's doing a pretty good job on his own. I can just chant Hare Krishna. And all those people, they're already getting exposed. Sooner or later, why should I worry about it? Because as soon as you start throwing mud at somebody, you get mud all over you also. It's a dangerous thing. Okay? Anything else you said, Mataji?
Just stop for what the girl asked for. Maybe you could, if he doesn't know who Haridas Thakur
was. Yeah, very good. Haridas Thakur was, he's considered the Namacharya. And he was born in a Muslim family. And there's a long story about his life. He took the chanting of Hare Krishna, and the Muslims, they tried to kill him for that. You know, what are you doing? You're giving up your good Islam faith and you're taking this crazy Hare Krishna movement. And he told them, they said, look, we'll give you another chance. You're born in a nice Muslim family, so we'll forgive you. Just forget about these Hare Krishna people and this whole thing. And stop chanting. And Haridas Thakur, otherwise we're going to kill you. We're going to cut your body to pieces. And Haridas Thakur, he replied to them, you can cut my body into 1,000 pieces, but each one of those small pieces of my body will continue to chant Hare Krishna. It'll never stop. So that Muslim magistrate wasn't very impressed with that comment from Haridas Thakur. And so then he ordered him beaten to death. In all the marketplaces of town. Usually someone dies after being beaten in one or two marketplaces. He was beaten in all the marketplaces of town. And he didn't die. And sometimes he was just laughing. Sometimes he was smiling at those guards who were beating him. And they couldn't figure out, how is it that he didn't die? Then later on, during the pastime known as the Mahaprakash Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed his back. He took off his shirt and showed his back to Haridas Thakur and said, see these marks on my back? This is why it didn't hurt you, because I was getting in between that rope and your body, and I was taking the beating on myself. So then later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, he took Haridas Thakur with him. And Haridas Thakur stayed there in Jagannath Puri. That place where he stayed is still there today. It's known as Siddha Bakul, a very special place. And there's a tree there. It was planted by the hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Haridas Thakur sat underneath and chanted japa. He was chanting 300,000 names a day. That's almost 200 rounds a day. And therefore he became known as the Acharya of the Holy Name, or the Namacharya, because he was chanting so much, but also because he was perfect in his chanting. He was giving all respect to others. He wasn't allowed inside the temple, which is a rather ironic thing, because the temple in Puri, they only allow Brahmins inside the temple. Well, Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma. He's the source of all the Brahmins. He's the original Brahmin. But they wouldn't allow him inside the temple because he took birth in a Muslim family. But Haridas Thakur never complained. He never asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go and kill all the pandas and so he could go inside and do some protest or something. He never did that. He just simply accepted everything. And later, after Haridas Thakur left his body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally carried his body and put him in samadhi and said, whoever comes to this place is a very sacred place. And his samadhi is still there today, Jagannath Puri, his tomb. Okay?
I just think he's in the car and listening to the TT, and just the story about the Haridas Thakur and the prostitute.
Sure. Oh, such a nice story. Chaitanya Charitamrita is so good. We need to hear more and more Krishna Katha. Prabhupada, the Bhagavatam says, Prasprana Katanam Pavanam Bhagavadyasaha. We should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing Krishna Katha and discussing things from different angles. If we don't do that, then our mind will go to so many other things and we'll become disturbed and it'll be very, very difficult for our bhajan. So we should always come together to do that. It's a very important thing. Okay?
As followers of Madhusha, did they delete that 14th chapter?
They don't accept it, so I guess in that sense you could say they delete it. In their versions of the Bhagavatam, it's not there, and they say that it's interpolated. But this Jiva Goswami discusses this and some of the other acharyas, and they give good strong evidence that no, actually it is part of the Bhagavatam, and it's mentioned in Matsya Purana. There's this many chapters in the Bhagavatam, which would have to be Brahma Mona Lila also, and like that. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Binda ki, Goprema Nandi Go. Srila Prabhupada ki.